Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
I love the eight-man massage going.
Put the scream in there as well.
Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 83. We're your dearest parasocial friends and allies, Hat Films. Specifically, I'm Chris Trott.
Hi, specifically Chris Trott. I'm specifically Ross Hornby.
And I am dubiously Alex Smith. Thank you, Furion, for that fingal there. They're a UK post-hardcore band. You can find them at Furion Music on YouTube. I actually watched a couple of their videos before promoting it. So they seem like some nice people, and there's some interesting videos on there. So have a look.
Apart from their questionable, like, really ranty politic videos.
Oh, Jesus.
Which are a little strange.
Yeah, I didn't know you could go that far right that you come back round again.
The fact that they're calling for a purge as well is a bit odd.
The purge.
Their music's great.
Yeah.
thank you, Furion Music on YouTube. Good lads.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As always, there's some really good lads out there and ladettes that are supporting us on Patreon. Thank you for that. And you've helped us select the hypothetical questions of the week. So if you'd like to sign up and also vote on that poll, wow, what good interactive experiences we give you for Hat Chat. Head to patreon.com/hatfilms. Wowie. So what is the patron that they chose today, Alexander Dubious Smith?
The Patreon hypothetical of the week is you have 24 hours to make yourself the and finally story on tomorrow 6 o'clock news. What do you do? So the and finally story would traditionally be something like memorable or unusual, right? Like
Is it lighthearted?
Hopefully, right? They don't want to finish it. I think this is more of an American thing than a UK thing. Yeah. Because usually it just, in the UK, I find news just devolves into news about sport, which I really don't give a shit. It's like, and in the cricket.
And now
it's just like,
the weather.
I appreciate people enjoy cricket, but it doesn't need to be on national news. Like, you know, like, they have ways to get that news now. The cricket can, I like it as a sport, but I don't want to fucking hear about it. I certainly don't want to hear about football, because hooey. Anyway.
Sport sections? Those things,
but it runs usually. If you watch like an evening news, I don't know, Channel 4 news or whatever, they go like, you know, after the major stories, it then devolves into sports news, which for me just isn't news really, because like sports games are played repeatedly, like the Ashes, that's a continuing tournament, and you know.
It never ends.
It's never ending. It's like you know, they might as well have an entertainment section. I suppose some news broadcasters do, but I don't feel. Yeah, anyway, what would I do to get on the 6 o'clock news? Man rants for hours and hours and hours about how there are stupid segments in the
world
news.
World record rant holder.
He's still
Alexander
going.
Smith has never stopped, much like the Ashes. In which case, let's move on to the sports news of the day.
what would you guys do? I need some suggestions. Nothing came to mind.
I'm trying to think. Well, for some reason, I'm thinking of like either something with loads and loads of puppies.
Right,
like in one place.
Man raises
puppy bath.
2,000 puppies in a very enclosed area. I'd feel like that's
man liberates
real
puppy
dangerous.
Farm.
That doesn't sound nice.
Well, some of them are going to die.
Yeah,
in that
yeah.
kind of contained space.
Man successor rehomes all sheltered dogs in UK.
Yes,
wow,
that's big though. That's huge. That would be
huge.
Not
that's
just
a lot.
The. And finally, it would be a. hang
way,
on, guys.
He's,
big
he's
news.
Ended. Homeless dogs.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm
dogs.
Reading this, but a guy has completely solved animal abuse. Yeah. This is... How did this
oh
happen?
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Guess it depends on how you get how you're doing that.
Come on, something a bit less major, I guess.
Something
like
less
so it's got to be small scale. Like, man
okay.
kills robber with frozen baguette. You know?
No.
Well,
murder. Yeah. at the end.
Man, identified as Chris Trott, successively farts a complete English sentence.
Wow. Or like, boy. Could it be a musical tune instead of an English sentence? Like, hold that. The national anthem in farts.
I reckon with enough practice, you could get your butthole to say things, definitely. Like, there's quite a fine level of control, isn't it? I mean, it's largely sounds, but like, you could make a language with that. Yeah, I mean, at the very least, Morse code.
Maybe I could stop like a ferry or something, or like man drives car off end of ferry, but it's fine because he lands in giant fishing net.
Yes.
So it has to be, no one can die. No one can die.
Yeah, you're right.
No one can get wounded, but it needs to be like, it doesn't really matter if a car gets like damaged or something. It's more just like a, okay, so you've driven off the end of a ferry, you went too far and landed in a giant net.
Yeah.
What if it was like a
TikTok ensues?
Rube Gold Machine.
Yeah.
Rube Goldberg.
Is that what they're called?
Rube Goldberg.
Gold
Rube?
Rube Goldberg, I think. I'll check. Yeah,
what if it was like that, where you just create a domino effect of events which save like animals and people and stuff? Like you diving off that ferry actually hit a net of illegally captured dolphins in a net.
Oh, shit.
It tears the hole, releasing all of them. Yeah. They have been looked for months from like whale and dolphin conservation. They were looking for these dolphins. They were netted by these guys, and you just came in at the right time with that car and took them out. And then it floated to the surface, and then you jump out the car and realize that someone was actually drowning. You got them in the car, and you brought them out, and you perform CPR, and you resuscitate them.
Yeah.
So you also saved a person's life as well.
There's so much
and that
going
turns
on.
Out to be the long-lost Meatloaf, who actually didn't pass away. And
he
was just going out swimming.
Today.
He did actually.
Just went for a very long swim. R.I.P. Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Made some.
And finally,
music.
Meatloaf died. Is that like, that's not an end, finally.
And finally.
Meatloaf.
You might like his music or like his part in Fight Club, which I watched the other day. He was good. He was good in it.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's a very theatrical person, wasn't he? All of his music videos were always crazy. but I would, with my
Robert
am finally, it would be man leads pod of 3,000 strong mink to murder entire population of Faroe Islands in their sleep. Sleep well, good night. Thank you, good night.
Awesome.
And then I'd shuffle the papers and be like, good night. I'm also the host.
Good night.
Of course.
It was me.
It was me.
Wink. We don't know who it was. Wink.
Yeah, my creativity.
That doesn't seem like an and finally piece of news there.
No.
That seems like a dramatic, like, top line headline.
Yeah.
Not like a entire Faroe Islands wiped out by.
No, it is. You're right. Yeah, no, Ross. I mean, Ross nailed the format. Like, we could go through a few permutations. It has to be a mundane act, turns into something crazy, but then doesn't end too bad.
Yeah.
Right?
The format needs to be. It's wacky. It's kooky. It's crazy. No one dies. Mm-hmm. There is no real threat to anyone. National, there's no disaster there. It's just, look, something, this happened. Like old lady lifts bus to save child's leg. Like, wow, like, really? Let's see the video for that. And then
that's
you can
crazy.
See this, you know, old age pensioner just go, is it free yet? And then the leg is
the last of all my
the
strengths.
Leg is free. It's just it's a broken leg, but it can be mended. And the granny was super strong. That's
my,
an end
my grandma
finally.
Still hauls pallets around her garden, like, you know, like
pallet.
Wooden shipping pallets to chop up for firewood.
Wow.
She does that. She's pretty hard. I
could
hope
she
I live
pick
as
up
long
her
as
bus?
Her. Huh?
Could she pick up her bus?
Probably not. No, I'd probably lean towards no. Unlikely.
Okay.
But maybe we should test her. We'll rig it up. Yeah. We'll prank her. I'll be under a bus and you guys will have to be like my accomplices.
Strong granny.
Like, you know, like,
no, Alex, it's trapped under the bus.
If only there was
who
a granny
could
with miraculously
to him.
That would be a reality Smith. Show I would watch. Like, you know, there's like, was it the ninja programs or whatever, where these guys show their strength.
Mm-hmm.
We want a granny version where they kind of, you know, it could be bags of shopping. You know, this one's filled with melons, for example. Lift this one up.
How many
granny.
Melons can
and
this
like,
granny lift?
Rather than, like, you know, strong men lifting up giant concrete boulders, we do have grannies picking up melons. And then just
you
test
can have, like,
just strength of the granny. I think that would be an interesting program. Unless it goes takes a turn to the dark side where the granny obviously perishes under the strain of lifting up
Oh, groceries. Wow. And that's what people, it's like NASCAR. People are watching.
But it's
going to
be one of
the,
yeah, like, exactly. It's going to be like there's an audience there for that as well.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm sorry, yeah, Deirdre had to be stretched out. She should be okay, but we can't confirm anything right now.
It's like the audience old, are filtering into the venue and they're like, are you a fan of the sport or a fan of geriatric death? And they're like, column A, column B.
I'll have one on my smartphone and one on the TV. I'm mixing up
Could
both
we?
Of them.
If there's two grannies that manage to get the same amount of points at the end, they have to do a one-on-one handbag duel.
Yeah.
Where they're like slinging their handbags at each other to the death.
Yeah. Nice. And the prize is always like just like sponsored by some food aimed at old people. Like,
yeah.
You just win a year's supply of sardines.
Yeah. But should it also be like mental strength as well? Like mental strength, and like maybe we hand them a smartphone and like they have to type out something really quickly, or like maybe just find the answer for this on Google or something. And that's the is they're timed to do that. I think that would be quite good.
Into Facebook. Yeah. Try not to dox yourself. Dox themselves in 3 minutes, 58 seconds. That's a new record.
Find a way to delete your Facebook now and go. Okay, she's really struggling. She's in the settings. Oh, she's gone straight to the settings. Amazing.
Amazing. They usually hang around in Facebook Marketplace and accidentally post photos of their own face.
Or they're just scrolling. They're just scrolling and just reading the articles.
Well, I think we got our and finally news. And finally, we have our first victor from Granny's Grand Gauntlet.
The Granny's Gauntlet.
Here today. Yeah.
Granny's
Having
Gauntlet is great.
Beaten to death the second place with a handbag. So she's the strongest in the UK.
Yeah. Brutal, Do you granny. Have the strength of a geriatric? You know, like,
yeah. And then I guess
particularly good. She's lifted those melons right off the ground. Well, she does that every morning, Bob.
The award could be a very cliched, like, silver yarn of wool with knitting needles in it.
Huh?
And that's
nice.
Like on a pedestal type thing.
Jesus, it's
but
just
it's
like
extremely heavy.
It's really heavy, putting these people in a box as well.
Like, it really is. It's, I mean,
like that you only like knitting and sardines. Mm.
Sardines, is that?
Or, you know, like some form of fish out of a tin for breakfast.
What would your stereotype of an old lady be then? So,
something
I mean, I've
like
gone for
someone
yarn.
From the 1930s.
Well, yeah.
Because that's when my grandma's like 90 something or another. Ages.
That's
she can
insane.
Remember putting gas Doing masks good. On when she was walking to school because they thought they were going to get gassed by the Germans.
I can remember putting masks on.
Yeah. Yeah. Not quite as good fitting, though.
No. Yeah. True.
Not as rubbery. Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Gas mask. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we've covered that hypothetical quite nicely. So would you like to move on to a second hypothetical or would you like to move on to funny news?
Let's throw us a hypothetical and let's do it.
All right. So the second one that was voted for actually is different from what I put.
Yeah.
But you can go with that one if you like.
Well, first of all, I just want to credit the Nanja Warrior in the chat there. That is a great name for that show. I mean, this one, I very quickly do it if you want. If Jurassic Park was real, would you visit the park? Yes. How about you guys?
You guys saw the film, right?
Yeah. You got to presume that there was plenty of good customers before that as well, though. I had great trips.
I think much like many of these Disneyland parks and stuff, I feel like you get a taste of them when you see like videos of them, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll go there now.
Mm.
I think I'll give it some time. I won't be the first customer, nor will I be the 100th customer, but I will go.
You'd be the first person to observe from a customer experience the T-Rex.
Yeah,
but I also have seen Jurassic Park. And even like, if
but don't let that put you off.
Well, I will.
Okay,
I,
on
should.
Opening day, people are saying on opening.
Opening
I'd
day,
it.
Okay,
yeah,
specifically
yeah.
opening
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll be honest. If they came to us and said, "Oh, guys, we need you to, you know, maybe we can do a vlog on it," and they're definitely, because I mean, think of the footage you'd get. But as a as a regular customer, I'd probably be a bit skeptical and be like, "Well, I'll wait until you know reviews come out."
Are you sure, Ross? We'll give you a tour of the kitchens.
Oh, the kitchen's no way.
Yeah. I want some jelly.
It's nice. Just look for hiding spots.
We're eating that fucking jelly scene. The jelly scene, man. No, I would totally go. I love them. Yeah, I'm surrounded by little dinosaurs right now.
Imagine much, much bigger ones.
Yeah.
The one to eat
nuts.
You.
I would I'd be interested to see if anyone would jump in the pool with the big dinosaur. You know, the one in the most recent.
Was jumping in the pool an option, or you mean just to see if someone just goes for it? It's just a prank, bro. Going in.
Like if it was an option.
I didn't really have that urge when I was like a teenager and I went to SeaWorld before I realized that they're holding whales in captivity.
Yeah.
I didn't have an urge to jump in with Shamu.
Yeah. No, I know exactly. It's freaky, right? Those are huge creatures. Like killer whale is a big old fish. But I think I would respect the person that would jump in with a plesiosaur or something like that.
I thought it was a crazy hybrid.
Do you think if scientists came out today and said, by the way, we're actually working on cloning these, do you feel like, and they said, look, we've got a breakthrough, we've actually managed to hatch a little baby T-Rex. Would you be fearful of that idea, or would you be astounded at the science behind the technology behind that?
I mean, there's a lot of scary animals out there. I wouldn't be particularly scared of an individual dinosaur that's probably nowhere near us, because the UK climate probably wouldn't be good for a dinosaur. Would they help climate change? Is what the scientists doing right now?
Well, I don't know. What if they grew them for meat?
Dinosaur meat.
They're brainless. They're brain. They don't get born with a brain. They grow. Would that be worse or better?
Why are they making like dinosaur-shaped creatures with all the other body parts?
They've nailed it. They've nailed.
I mean,
the
why
growing
not?
Dinosaurs.
Why but
they're
not?
Like, well, it's weird. We've actually managed to remove the brain entirely, so it doesn't have any kind of real consciousness. It just grows into a giant body on the floor. And then you can eat it.
That's really gross.
You'd want to be able to see it move around, wouldn't you?
It'll move its legs and arms, little arms.
Just twitching.
Twitching around. Well, isn't that something that they were thinking of, or something that was happening at one point where they were doing it with chickens, where they were trying to develop or genetically modify them so that they didn't actually have brains, or at least any kind of real knowledge of what's going around them. Which sounds obviously brutal, but if you don't know, do you care?
It's the old life moral question, isn't it?
It really
the
is.
Well, the Earth isn't going to survive unless we work out a different way to do meat. Like that is
to satiate.
That's the reality.
Our desire for meat.
Like we need to work out, especially in countries that eat a lot of beef. US, the US eats just a ridiculous amount of beef versus a lot of other nations, and it's the most intensive meat, like energy intensive meat to create, and all of the byproducts that get produced. So I imagine it will go that way. I think that we will eventually be growing meat. What's interesting is I was actually thinking about this morning. We eat meat as part of like an ecosystem, right? So like our cows eat the grass in the fields, which is like
pumped with antibiotics.
The cows are, but like the fields grow using the air around them, which could be polluted due to cars, but it's also full of microbiomes, things that will be passed up the food chain to us that we might be benefiting from, and also that our bodies have learned immune wise how to deal with. If we switch over to growing lab grown meat, we're essentially eating clean, totally clean meat, right? And so we'll probably see a change in the microbiome of our gut. Essentially, what I'm saying is, like, the further we move away from the natural world and our interaction with it, the more we're going to have to develop things to allow us to live. If you know what I mean, like the human.
Do you imagine
they would
try and compensate and that in the products they're making?
They would, I imagine, but equally, it's something else you have to synthesize, right? It's the same thing about kids growing up super clean these days. There's good evidence to suggest that playing in the mud as a kid, you don't want to like play in the dog shit, but playing in soil, playing in a garden, things like that, is actually really good for developing your body's natural its microbiome in your gut, which controls an awful lot, and your immune system as well develops. I don't want to quote quackery, but there is some evidence to suggest people have less allergies if they're subjected to more allergens when they're younger. Equally, if you eat too much of a certain thing like peanut butter, there's evidence to suggest that you get allergies if you overeat certain things, right? Certain allergens. So there's sorts of there's so much more science around
those mini eggs, Ross.
Yeah,
there's so much allergic more to mini eggs
about ourselves as natural creatures that we don't know. That like growing meat isn't the greatest idea, but I think it will be necessary if we want to eat meat and have
the removal of methane, right, as well in the atmosphere.
But then rice paddies also produce loads of methane as well. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, the methane production.
It's just anything to reduce is probably a good thing. But I mean, I don't know if that's even like being worked on. I read somewhere a long time ago that was something that was considered, basically creating brain dead, just growing meat as is. Didn't they make a burger which cost like $300,000 in terms of research and all this other stuff, and they said it was really good, but like they need to streamline that process.
I think we're past the point now of needing to genetically modify a chicken, a living chicken, down to something that isn't technically considered alive. To we can just recreate meat now, without having doing the living part at all. It's just breast meat, manufactured with stem cell research or whatever. I don't know what they're doing, but yeah, they just grow it as a piece of meat and that's it. You don't have to undo a chicken, basically.
Did you imagine a vegan could eat that comfortably, knowing that it's not had
I know
suffering?
A lot of vegans that said they consider it,
because ultimately that's a good thing.
Depends on your view of why you're doing veganism. Are you doing
if you're disgusted by the idea of it being a meat as well,
or like, animal abuse,
because some people don't like the fact that like burgers are still called burgers or whatever in vegan terms, because it just makes you think again about meat and then the
just call
process.
Them boigies.
Some boigies. Let's
boigies.
Get some boigies in. But no, I would wait for the reviews, by the way, and then go visit Jurassic Park.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Sweet. Thank you. Okay. And on that note, it's about time for an advert break.
Oh.
And obviously those on our Patreon will get the ad-free version, or maybe you'll be lucky and not get one at all. So we'll see you in a few.
Hey, y'all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Oh, look at that. We're straight back again. Look at that.
It's already
amazing.
It's already done.
It's already bloody done.
Funny news story that was sent to me. I'm just seeing who sent it to me. I think it was the Saucy Crumpet sent it to me on Twitter.
Nice.
It's a weird one and involves penises again. I mean,
good.
You're familiar with this podcast. I'm sure we've.
It's a running theme.
Yeah, it's a running theme. Anyway, the headline is Impotent Man, 45, may never be able to use his penis again after his partner accidentally is the key word here, deployed expanding foam inside his urethra in a bizarre attempt to keep him erect during sex. Now, before we go further, how do you imagine just that thought process alone, how do you imagine that's going to work? Do you think it's going to be like, well, that'll keep it up? Surely you're better off using like a rod, like rather than expanding foam.
I mean, in a bizarre way, it does make sense. But, right. I mean, it's clear that it's going to damage you.
They didn't do the math, did they?
They didn't work out the cubic fill space, you know? Yeah.
God.
It sounds horrible. Anyway, let's just see where this goes. So, an American man may never be able to use his penis again after his partner accidentally sprayed expanding foam into his urethra. The 45-year-old patient had to have a new opening cut between his scrotum and his anus to urinate.
You fucking idiots.
And became anchored in his penis. I mean,
stupid bastard.
This is a lesson everyone needs to learn. If you're listening at home and you're thinking, hang on, I was about to literally put expanding foam down my urethra, stop.
Yeah.
What happens is it hardens and becomes anchored in your penis.
So that they have to cut a new hole.
A new hole underneath.
Between your asshole and your dick in your gooch so you can piss out of it. Does
Pretty
that
stressful.
Sound like it's worth it?
Yeah, exactly. And I know our audience, and almost 90% of them will be thinking about doing this anyway. So just think again.
Someone's listening right now while they're insulating the lining of their walls with expanding furnace.
Looking down.
I've got a bit left here. And then thankfully they hear this news article.
When you've got expanding foam.
God damn.
Medics who treated him revealed he will only qualify for reconstructive surgery if he passes a psychiatric evaluation. Okay, that's strange. Okay. The unidentified man was struggling with impotence and he had been inserting various objects into the opening of his penis during sex to stay erect. Is that like, is that a
method?
That's sounding. Yeah, sounding it out, that's for sure.
So he's been sounding a lot. And I mean, if you're at that sort of extreme...
Is that what it does? That it keeps you... Or is he just trying to keep any length
of the
object?
He's reinforcing it.
It's a reinforcement
device. It's like rebar.
It's a scaffold.
Got to run a bit of rebar through him. Yeah, but seriously, like, I mean, I feel like this person was probably already doing some pretty extreme sex acts and they went too far. You can go too far. People die. Don't put jar
really
gas.
Sucks. About this individual is they're clearly very horny and sexually active and probably enjoyed a lot of that. And now to go from like this extreme highs of sounding to you can't do any of that now.
Because there's some stuff. What was it? What was the word you used?
Expanding foam.
Yeah, it was locked. And what was the word you used?
Oh, it's anchored.
Anchored. Because so there's now expanding foam anchored into the place you used to piss
from. Well, yeah, of course, it's expanded to the maximum of the room inside his urethra.
And it just filled things.
And then locked in place, which is what it's designed to do. It's doing its job. If you need expanding foam, that's exactly what it does. You would spray it into an area
just
which you want to be filled.
Just take some fucking responsibility for yourself.
Well, I think they have to a degree. I mean, they went to the doctors. There was an X-ray. Obviously, you can't see that if you are.
But I mean, like, just like
I mean,
take some.
Need to see it, I guess.
Take some sort of decisions on yourself and go, you know what? No, I'm not going to chase that dragon. Yeah. I'm not going to do that because this is risky. And even though I'm sure it could be fun in my mind, I feel like it's a good point to stop.
Well, it does explain later on here that they didn't mean to spray inside. So it says things went horribly wrong during one of these sessions when the man's partner tried to use the straw of a can of insulation spray to keep him firm. So it's the straw he was using. I'm guessing the can
was
attached. So are you just sounding with the straw?
Fuck,
and then you're like,
cover.
Well, yeah, there's a can still on the other end. You can take those straws off. In fact, I have something here, which is literally just canned air.
Oh,
there's a straw attached.
Can I do a live one?
You can pop that bad boy off, and look, sounding device.
Oh,
this is your I mean,
hell.
God, just think of the edges, though. Scraping on the inside is just horrible to even think about. But look, it's on the can now. If you
it's attached though, give it a little press.
There's a, and then yeah, look.
Go on.
But yeah, it said here that
go on.
At some point, the man's unidentified partner accidentally hit the button on top of the cam, deploying the foam inside of his penis.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. Whoops. A little bit more. No.
I bet there was a moment where he's like,
take the straw first before inserting, maybe.
Okay, so this has just happened to you. What's your quick fix? Do you try and just do you try and get it out? Like, how are you getting out?
A strong acid needs to go down there to dissolve it.
So you're grabbing acid.
The straw's already in there.
I imagine I'd be going at it like the end of a toothpaste.
You'd be trying to get it out. Yeah. You're basically just squeezing your penis. It's obviously flaccid. And you're trying to desperately push and like kind of squeezing the tube to get it all out
at this point. Yeah.
God, no. What about the idea of maybe using a Hoover to maybe also use the straw? And maybe use duct tape on the end of the Hoover so it creates a clean suction and then just... and then just sucking that out.
I'd pop the can off the end of the straw, leave the straw in there, and then just put it as close as I could to my butthole and pull the trigger. You know, like I double down. Let's get me fully insulated. Let's see where they cut the next hole. You know, like,
oh my god, yeah. So I mean,
oh Christ,
oh
Let's
Jesus Christ, there are actually
the
loads.
End.
Oh my god, there are actually loads of images. I didn't even realize. I didn't scroll.
There are
down.
Loads of images. I was scrolling
there are images
through,
of
like,
the foam, and there's loads of foam
extracted.
How much of that foam did they use? That looks like wait.
Did you think
that's
you could
not a light
it
tap
out?
On
Don't
top.
Show
what,
the image.
What about that? You got to blast it out with piss or jizz, you know, as in like get behind it.
Oh, how? Okay, there's no way this was an accident as well because like the amount here
that's
is definitely
so
not like a little
it's,
squirt.
It's not so much like how
it's,
much. It expands.
Let's see how much we can put in because this also enters the man's bladder, which is
That's so gross.
I mean, just so fucked. The doctors looking at them must have just been like, you fucking idiot. You fucked yourself. You've absolutely fucked yourself.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot more. In fact, this article is really in depth. There's a pretty lot of information there. Here. That it goes on to also someone putting a USB cable up their ass and things like that. Yeah,
that sounds completely tame now, doesn't it?
It really does.
You could pop a 12 volt on my, a 9 volt on my butt, and I'd be like, I would take 20 of those over doing more than that.
Expanding foam.
The headline. So this is a sub headline on a separate story. Boy 15 gets knotted USB cable stuck in his penis during experiment to work out how big his member was. Now, of course,
in it,
I'd like to imagine that this person knows what a like a ruler is, or a 30 centimeter ruler, maybe a foot long ruler, but they've used a USB cable and put that in their penis.
How the hell do you get a cable in your penis?
Honestly, I feel like their cover stories aren't very good.
This is fucked.
I feel like, I was just using it to measure inside, like how long it was, of course, not because I was fucking a horny teenager doing some weird shit.
I don't know what stage you have to be at to then go,
what USB, type of USB cable's
looking
here,
at me funny. Maybe I should whack it down my bell end.
Have we got type A, type B, type C? Is it the reversible one? Is it the mini?
I'll tell you what, it's from this image here, it looks like it's a regular USB, of course, and then the end looks like a USB B. Now, you know the older ones, not the mini.
The Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, it's not the mini
Switch.
One, it's the older.
Oh, the DS.
Yeah, but it's still small. So that I don't know I don't know which end went in first, they've not explained. Anyway.
I hope not the big end.
It's all right, we can probably just, sounding. It's a dangerous game. Careful,
it
other.
Is. It is a dangerous game.
Be careful, other.
There's a lighter story.
The doctors and nurses
sexual
must
rush,
be like,
though. It's hard to be
measuring.
Easy.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, but like,
you just tap the end of the expanding foam spray can.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell that to Daily Mail.
Yeah, with the quantity they pulled out of him, I don't think that's just a quick squirt, that's for sure.
15 meter USB.
This is a very long one.
Diamond plated.
It just keeps going like a fucking what's it called, handkerchief trick,
know, but you want to know what the why are they measuring it to that point where they're like, okay, I've got it all in there. Who are they telling about this? Obviously they're telling the doctor.
Probably
the
would keep
day,
it to themselves.
It's not just like, well, I actually managed to get this entire length of USB down my penis.
So I was just trying to measure the circumference and the inside of my penis with this SCART cable, and it somehow got itself wedged right in my bladder. I don't know how.
Oh god,
SCART cable. That's fucking huge.
A SCART cable, Jesus fucking Christ, haven't used some of them in years.
Is that a breakout cable?
That's a breakout cable.
We got a breakout in here.
I put an electric car charging plug in my ass. Oh no.
Fuck me.
Jesus.
If you're ever thinking about putting electrical products up your ass or down.
There's
your
a reason you're overthinking it.
Don't.
Usually, if it feels like this might be dangerous. Yeah. Usually it's
might there be might be a product out there that's designed for that use. Get that.
Yeah, USB hub.
A USB hub.
Get that whole thing down my pee hole. I got this thing's got all sorts on it. You know, now I've
got a 10 plug power brick here.
Yeah.
Surge protected though, so I'll be fine.
If I get electrocuted, I'll get 10 grand off master plug.
Jesus.
There is a specific clause because of me, man.
Just because we will not pay out for people
using it. Printed
this
on the back.
As a sounding device.
Why is it that every plug we get these days has a label on it saying "not a sex toy"?
This coffee is hot. Something had to happen. Anyway, there is a lighter story here, which I just found funny because I read. Go on.
Speaking of which, didn't you say, was it you that said, had the thing about the coffee in your lap?
What about the coffee in my lap? What
was it? You that were telling me the story about how they just shut the window after they gave it to you? Oh, who the fuck was it? No, it was my brother.
Oh, okay. What happened to
you? The whole coffee in the lap thing, like that's what you were saying
spilling,
about this coffee is hot. The reason that McDonald's had to, and lots of places now, put hot beverage inside on the outside of a coffee cup is because somebody spilled it in their own lap at a drive-through, scolded themselves horribly, and then managed to win a legal case because they said they didn't realize that the coffee was going to be hot.
Yeah.
But my brother was at a drive through the other day. Sorry, I brought it up because I thought it was one of you two, and I was like, that's quite funny. Less so now that it's not. But my brother was at a drive through, like a McDonald's or a Burger King the other day, and he reached out to pick up the cup. And they hadn't put the lid on properly, and he brought it across, and just as he got the coffee cup into his like car window, the bottom fell off and just dunked his entire legs, upper legs. He's in a suit on the way to work, all over his legs. And I was like, shit, what are they, were they like, oh my god, I'm so sorry? He's like, no, they saw that it happened and then just slammed the window shut.
Yeah. Oh, fuck's sake.
Apparently they just went, like, apparently said, oh, the girl looked panicked, and then she just slammed the drive door window shut.
She's like, my job is done, I'm
I feel
over.
Like, so that's their problem for not putting it on properly, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, like, I mean my brother was like, I did kind of pick it up a bit skew off as well, so. Yeah. And he was sat there for a minute and just had to drive off and drive to work and
Well, people are saying here that apparently the coffee in the original story, the coffee was extremely hot, and then it like severely burned them. So, like, there is a reason
Celsius,
for it.
Sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, saying hot isn't really a problem. I mean, it should
the coffee
be,
fused her labia.
Sorry.
Apparently, according to according to the chat, the coffee fused her labia.
I feel like that's a very specific. Jesus. Hot coffee.
Oh my god.
McDonald's case. Is that going to be the headline?
Apparently, it's 88 degrees, that coffee. That's pretty hot.
A 79 year old woman suffered third degree burns in her pelvic region when she accidentally spilled hot coffee in her lap after purchasing it from McDonald's restaurant.
Right.
Had to get skin grafts and stuff. So it's like, it was a genuine. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just like, it's a bit hot. And then suing them for fun. It a genuine, genuine issue there.
Jesus Christ.
They cover $2.7 million in punitive damages.
Some people request their coffee extra hot, don't they, at Starbucks and places like that?
Lots of people do. My mum does. I mean, I understand.
Normally,
because
like, if you're taking it somewhere as well, you want it to be just cold by the time you actually to enjoy it.
Like, even a lot of coffee shops, they just don't make it very hot, and I don't know why. But you do have
certain alternative milks go bad after a certain temperature, like soya isn't very good after like 70 degrees, really.
Yeah.
But take your thermometer to the coffee shop, right?
What?
Yeah,
it's called my dick.
Like, hold on 1 second,
you're
please.
You're a dick dipper.
If it scalds...
Didn't burn!
Where's your bathroom?
Sealed.
Where's your bathroom? I need to test this out.
I say...
I don't have skin. I don't have burns. This isn't hot enough. I don't think that's how it should be done.
I cycled through town the other day with my flies wide open. The whole way around.
Dominating the streets.
How bad? Was that bad? Or was
I had some
cold?
Pretty like bright underwear on, but it probably was just presumably like thermals or something. Yeah, no, it was a good time. Everyone enjoyed it. I got a lot of whistles.
So why didn't you just tell us your cock was out? Because that's funnier.
It wasn't. It was under like three layers of like padding.
Boring.
Yeah.
She said, the one time I decided to go commando, my fly was open. My cock was flopping around.
My dick was just... cycling along. It's like you know when they don't tie a strap right on a roof of a car.
Just, wow.
You just hear that whistle.
quite the exaggeration there. When we all know it would be a chip of lath. It's cold out there. That thing is
tiny,
tucked in.
Tiny. I'm glad for it to be small. It's a great ecological evolutionary trait, you know? Penis can go from like an inch long to like 7 inches long. You know, it's amazing. What an incredible organ.
What a thing.
Even
what a
more thing. Reason not to fill it with fucking expanding foam.
Yeah, well, no, we've learned that. Don't do it, people. Don't expand your urethra. Anyway, this story headline was just funny to me, and I just don't know if it's funny to you. Learner driver travelled 500 miles to take the UK's easiest driving test and failed. Which I just found really funny, because it's like they've gone through the effort of going, like, researching where the easiest test you could possibly take, and they still fucking failed. That's just hilarious to me. Like,
you got to really suck at driving to bother to do that, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
I failed.
Why is this one? What do you mean, fail? It was 500 miles. I've got up north all the way to. In Scotland? Isle of Mull. Just off west coast of Scotland.
Wow, yeah. I mean, that's a really long way to go.
The journey north took her a total of 10 hours by car and ferry. I'm guessing she wasn't driving. Having handpicked the test route after discovering it only consisted one roundabout and no parallel parking.
I mean, if you're that bad at driving that you have to do this, you shouldn't pass your test.
You really shouldn't. No, yeah, this is a workaround that should not be done. I don't encourage it, because if you're on the roads and you're just like...
And you're terrified of every roundabout.
Get off the fucking road.
Yeah, I'm because sorry, you're endangering you don't get other to drive. People.
Literally. But I just found that really funny because, yeah, they went out of their way and they still failed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
But yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Good story.
Pretty lol situation.
Good little belly laughing.
I feel like at that point, if you've had to do something as extreme as that, you've probably already failed a few. But what's happening nobody is telling you what you're doing wrong, right? Because they must not know.
Learning.
But there's like a long, like they do like the...
But they're not hearing
the
it.
They're not understanding it.
I guess I should have said. Because somebody needs to sit them down and go,
don't
like,
be on the road.
Look, first of all, we need to get... This isn't just about how to reverse around a corner. This is about, what you're doing on the road, where other people are around you and your actions, how that implicates them. You know, I just feel like they need a better teacher.
I'm glad they got failed.
Yeah, well, that's it, exactly. Yeah, I mean, because if they're looking for less roundabouts and stuff, you need to know roundabouts. Fuck me, that like you're going to hit like six roundabouts just going to the shops. Like,
UK loves them.
You need to know how to use them.
They're better than four-way in Swindon, Ross. As well. They're safer than four-way in Swindon.
We're not all in Swindon.
Fucking the magic roundabout in Swindon. Yeah,
I had to do the test there. I had to go through that magic roundabout for my test.
If you can survive there, you can survive anywhere.
You could probably be a good listener, but if you're interested, it's one massive roundabout with little roundabouts circling it, like a UFO almost.
Yeah. One big one in the middle, five little ones dotted around it.
And you've got to work out how to navigate that.
Why? Why did they create this? It's so messy as well. But yeah, I don't know why they call it the magic roundabout.
It's ridiculous.
It's the frustration. I mean, there's a picture up on the stream. That looks just ridiculous.
It's the only one like it in the UK.
But the advice was, treat each one like an individual roundabout. Just don't stress. Take your time and you're fine. And you are fine. It is easy to use. It's just a case of...
Look at it.
No one's rushing on a five set roundabout. No one's speeding through it. So you should be fine. But yeah, I had to go through that bad boy on my test and that sucked.
You're on the bottom.
Yeah, you're on the bottom.
And I want to exit up here. Top right.
So you stay in the right lane.
You stay in the right lane.
And then you actually stay... it's hard to guide you without
it's
pointing. But yeah, stay in the right lane. Then you stay in the right side that next lane. Again, if you're listening to this, I apologize. And then you go straight over and then go into the left lane coming up there. And I've been through that many times. I've been through this countless times. Once you do it a couple of times, you've got it. But honestly,
not a lot of people know this, but if you zoom out... at a satellite level, it actually says "nuke here, please," and the magic roundabout is the middle of the bullseye.
It's a target.
There's one
visible from space.
there's one in where was the place we went to make those orc masks?
Oh God, yeah, where was that? I don't remember now. I don't even know which direction. That was in.
Was in Coventry, which also, funnily enough, is the only other place in the UK with a "please God nuke here" spot. But Coventry has one too.
Nice. Yeah.
Why does it have that?
Because it's Coventry.
It's Coventry.
No, nobody likes Coventry, Ross. You've been to Coventry.
Don't remember it.
It's horrible.
So
imagine Milton Keynes, but nothing's been built recently. And by recently, I mean like. For the last 30 years.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I haven't been to Milton Keynes in a long time either. I think I've been there once.
Yeah.
And again, don't remember.
Shout out to the residents if you're listening in Coventry or Milton Keynes today.
We're thinking you're in
our prayers. You're in our prayers.
I think everyone should now have to go through the magic roundabout once in their lifetime just to experience the annoyance of it.
Make sure you're still safe on the road.
Maybe we could do that as a schlock. We visit the magic roundabout.
Oh God, it'd be so underwhelming. It would be, but we could do it.
What we could do is start
from one side and just work our way all the way around in a big circle because you
have to roll a dice and just, that's your exit.
Yeah.
Where are we going? We navigate by dice for straight
I think what would be
hours.
Funny is just seeing each of us have a go at it because obviously I feel like you might get different lanes. You're like, oh shit, I've gone the wrong way here, so I'm going to have to take another left. And like, that would be quite an interesting task. If we could get maybe a drone shot from above. That would work, but I don't know if we get permission.
Well, not Casey Neistat, Ross. We can't get away with committing massive crimes with drones.
No, but it is Swindon, so I don't think people give
Nobody's going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, we could looking also, up. They're always looking down at their shoes.
We could just wear high vises and then nobody will question it.
Of course, yeah.
I would go as the crow flies across the Magic Roundabout.
Just straight over the...
Straight across.
I'd wait for
There's a
gap.
There's a few curbs there.
I'd wait for a gap and then floor it, you know, and just go straight.
Jesus.
He's doing it.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, we could talk about the Magic Roundabout all day, but we do have to stop.
I couldn't. I'm done. That was enough.
I could. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Again, huge thanks to our patrons who provide us with the answers to the polls every week and also get the ad-free version. You're keeping this Hat Chat going every week. Much appreciated. And thanks to everyone else for listening to us today. Mm-hmm. We shall be back next week, normal time. Another big shout-out to Furion. Check out Furion Music on YouTube. And they do some great music, post-UK hardcore music. So thank you, everybody.
UK post-hardcore.
We'll see you next week. UK post.
They aren't post specifically UK.
Are they part of the postal service, though?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
No. Okay. Anyway, thank you and goodbye. Bye. See you next Friday.
Bye.
Hello.
Oh, we're back.
It's us.
Amen. That's us.